And right now it's time to say a very good morning to Netsy. And Netsy, good morning on this Thursday morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And today, Netsy, talking oxidation and antioxidants, rather, and free radicals. Complicated terms, and these are all things that happen in our bodies, believe it or not.
Yes, so antioxidants for us, quite a group of nutrients that can be very protective. So antioxidants are responsible to really fight free radicals. So just to explain a little bit really what a free radical is obviously, so if we look at a cell wall, normally it's healthy and stable, and there's certain stresses that can cause the cell wall to sort of be entrenched, and these are free radicals, and it can be harmful to the body if the levels are too high. So it's basically unstable molecules that's produced by the body, triggered by environmental issues or impacts. If you think about stuff like pollution, stress, cigarette smoke, bad diets, maybe too much sunlight exposure, all of these stresses to the body actually then influence the body to produce the free radicals. And then unfortunately, and then also free radicals are waste substances produced by normal body cells. And maybe the body cannot remove all of these free radicals on its own. Mm-hmm. And that really causes the oxidative stress that can harm natural body cells. And then obviously it becomes harmful to us if the levels in the body are too high. Mm-hmm. And so what we can do from our side really is to try and focus, because the only thing that can scavenge free radicals is antioxidants. So the antioxidants then are the molecules then that fight the free radicals. They sort of act as a vacuum cleaner for free radicals to sort of eliminate them from the body. And that's basically how we can then prevent ourselves from the damage that you can get from free radicals. So obviously, if we talk about damage, it's basically linked to inflammation in the body. And then the inflammation will be things like, for instance, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, stroke, respiratory diseases, even something like Parkinson's. So any sort of disease caused by an inflammatory response. So we can protect ourselves then by increasing antioxidants. And I was also thinking, obviously, because it's more towards wintertime and we have to help our immunity to get a little bit stronger, and antioxidants will also then assist with that. So overall, if we look at a diet that's in the broad, that would be good for us, we would want to have things like high fiber diets with rich in fruits and vegetables. And then I'll elaborate a little bit about some of the food sources that we can, you know, that's rich in antioxidants. Mm-hmm. Did you want to mention something?
No, I was just thinking, you know, that, well, as you were mentioning, you know, that you'll elaborate into the foods that one can eat to actually get the right, that's got the right nutrition or the right ingredients to actually perform these jobs.
Yes, because I think obviously people would want to ask, you know, can I take a supplement that is rich in antioxidants? And this is really the place where we'd rather want to focus on the diet than to take something like a supplement, because it is really quite easy. So just as a whole, there's a few. So vitamin A, C, E, beta-carotene, zinc, selenium, tributyrate, lycopene, those are just some of the antioxidants that's out there that can actually assist us in this. Mm-hmm. But then a very popular one, beta-carotene, which is the substance that gives that very bright yellow color to food. So, and then the body takes the beta-carotene and sort of converts it to vitamin A. So your yellow sweet potatoes, butternut, your pumpkin families, and carrots, those are the vegetables that will be very rich in beta carotene.
Okay.
I had this a girl that studied with me, and we she ate so much butternut that the inside of her hands actually became yellow.
Wow.
Because, yeah, so that's really a good source of beta carotene. But they also come in some green vegetables, for instance, like the spinach family, kale. So sort of your green leafy stuff, you also get some beta carotene. And the spinach and the kale is very rich in antioxidants called lutein.
Mm-hmm.
And supplements that sort of gives you protection. So lutein is very important for our health. So, yeah, lutein specifically works to protect the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then other sources are vitamin A as well. So vitamin A, the body takes beta carotene, converts it to vitamin A, but then also vitamin A, which is sort of retinol. So, again, carrot, sweet potato, egg yolk, liver, milk, is where you will find vitamin A. Mm. And then vitamin A is also a fat-soluble vitamin. So you can expect it. That's why egg yolk, because that's sort of where you get, it's a fat source. Liver is quite fatty, but that's where we can get vitamin A. So if you think about making some liver with butternut and maybe some spinach, you're already good to go on your antioxidant profile.
Okay.
And then the good one that we all know is everybody knows it to protect you from flu is vitamin C. Very, very strong antioxidant as well. So generally very rich in your citrus fruits, as well as the guava. And when I thought about guava and citrus fruit, I was thinking, how interesting is it that nature actually gives us guava and citrus sort of in winter when you actually need a little bit more of that vitamin C? And as well as the colored peppers, which people might not really know. So the red peppers, the yellow peppers, the green peppers, very rich in vitamin C, as well as kale, Brussels sprouts, and then strawberries, broccoli, also rich vitamin C sources. Then a very interesting one, which is called lycopene. Generally, the most concentrated source of lycopene would be in a concentrated version of tomato. So if you think about tomato paste, maybe a good quality tomato sauce, and then tomatoes in general. So it's a red carotenoid. So it basically gives the red color to fruits. So if you think about a watermelon, a pink grapefruit, something like papaya, and then tomatoes, very, very rich in lycopene. So for us, tomato is a very common fruit out there. It's used everywhere to make food, to make a salad, even to eat fresh. So an easy way of increasing your antioxidant consumption with something like a tomato.
Okay, the humble tomato, and easy to get,
and in fact,
very easy to grow, believe it or not. You know, you throw a couple of tomato seeds, even an old tomato finds its way into the garden, suddenly you've got a whole forest of tomato plants.
Yes, and even if you think about the colored peppers, those inside seeds, if you throw that in your ground, you can actually get those peppers very easy. Something like spinach also grows quite easily. So not too difficult for us to actually reach a good few sources of antioxidants in a very natural way.
Yes, yes.
And
I was just going to say that if you grow it yourself, there's a pretty good chance that you're growing it without a lot of the pesticides and things that possibly get sprayed on the plants in the big production farms and things like that.
Yes, definitely. Then vitamin E, another fat-soluble one. So we can expect to get them mainly in fats. So almonds, very good source of vitamin E, and then as well as various oils like safflower, soy, corn oils, very rich in vitamin E. And even if you think about tab margarines, they sometimes supplement with vitamin E. So quite an easy way to get that, as well as mangoes, broccoli, and so you can sort of, this is not really a fruit and a vegetable way of getting an antioxidant, but more in maybe a fats that you do have in your home.
Right.
Then there's a few interesting ones in food sources. The first one is something like a coffee bean. A very, very powerful antioxidant. So remember that coffee beans, it's really a berry, which the inside, they take the beans and they dry it up and then they roast it. So therefore, a very strong antioxidant. And scientists says, or the chemical societies reckons it's the best source of antioxidants in the United States. So, because obviously coffee is something that people consume a lot. Mm-hmm. And these days there's so many. So if I'd said coffee, it would mean that you will actually have to drink coffee like from a grounded bean source. Mm-hmm. So that would be your richest source of the antioxidants that you will then get from coffee. So good news for the coffee drinkers out there. If you have proper bean to cup coffee, you are stocking up on antioxidants. So some black coffee in wintertime to keep you warm, not such a bad idea.
Okay, but there are T's and C's attached to that. You mentioned ground beans, and you also mentioned black. You didn't mention anything about milk, and you didn't mention anything about sugar.
Yes. I think, you know, it's easy to drink a lot of coffee, but then if we have to think about weight, so if you are, we've got so many options of franchise coffee places these days. They use bean-to-cup coffee, but obviously some of the lattes, cappuccino, there's creams and there's syrups and sugars and all of that. So if you can sort of stick to the black Americano with a dash of milk, no problem. But it will become a little bit complicated if you have three or four versions of a latte or something with a lot of cream, because then obviously we have to then counteract all the rest in the coffee again.
It's all about balance.
Then the other one is dark chocolate. Because obviously cocoa comes from the seed of a cocoa bean, which is a very strong antioxidant. Contains a lot of flavanols that helps to scavenge free radicals. So the secret here is the darker the chocolate, the better, because obviously the higher the concentration of the cocoa in the chocolate and the less sugar, milk, and oils that's added. So again, the secret is to go and source maybe that really, really good cocoa chocolate. A dark chocolate, not a bad option. Mm-hmm. So the one or two or three blocks of that. Again, chocolate, that it doesn't mean chocolate is bad. It's about how much we consume, what we try, what we choose to consume. So people might think, yes, it is very expensive to buy the dark chocolate, but the idea is not for you to finish the slab in one day.
Yes. No, that's true.
You're supposed to have one or two blocks a day, and then at least you have chocolate for half a month.
Okay. You've done that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my apologies.
There's a big joke about, my family joke with me that I can leave the slab of chocolate in the cupboard for a whole month. I don't have to consume it all in one day. But anyway, there's many people that does not believe that is possible.
I'll take you on that. I mean, that's actually what you call self-control and discipline and all that type of thing, where you can, diverting ever so slightly. There's a brand of chocolate that has a resealable wrapper, and I've often thought to myself, what on earth is the use of that?
Well, that's my brand.
indeed.
I need a resealable packet.
Yeah. But obviously, as you say, once again, it's all about the right amounts, the right quantities, and you'll actually then derive the goodness out of those chocolates, or out of those whatever food you are consuming.
Yes, and then the very other last one is red wine, which is rich in resveratrol, also a very strong antioxidant. It comes from the skins of the red grapes. So if you look, if we look at the Mediterranean diet as well, their diet very rich in red wine and olives, mm-hmm. and yeah, basically red wine and olives, and the other one that is also tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the Mediterranean diet again, the sort of the population in the world with the least amount of heart attacks, and they think obviously it goes back to the fact that they have a diet rich in antioxidants coming from red wine, olives, and tomatoes. Mm. So again, we exactly all the antioxidants that we've spoken about, and if they eat it in the natural state, good sources, not really processed or heated or any of those things, but in the natural state.
Right.
So I think if you, again, if we come back home and we have to put it on a plate of food, if we try to put some green, orange, and red on your plate with a lean source of protein, and you try and eat fruits as snacks, it's really very, and then you maybe have some whole grains in the terms of maybe oats or bread or whatever it might be, or even then maybe go to sweet potatoes, something like that. It's quite easy to have a healthy diet rich in antioxidants without worrying about going to the shop, looking for the supplement that is supposed to protect you from the free radical damage. And then in conjunction with that, also important to maybe sort of look at your lifestyle again. Make sure that you have enough time to relax, that you get enough sleep, and that you add then sort of a balanced diet. And then I think holistically speaking, from our side, that's the best that we can do for ourselves in an easy way. And it's not a costly thing. It's just sort of a mind switch about what I'm consuming and what am I buying, how am I preparing it, and how do I put it on my plate.
Right. And I think the preparation is quite important. As you often mention, the chemical changes that take place when certain things cook, oils, in fact, you've explained a couple of times how oil changes its qualities when it heats up and it gets to certain temperatures. It changes completely from something that's actually quite useful to something that's almost dangerous. I suppose once again it depends very much how you prepare your food, and quantities and everything in moderation.
Yes, definitely.
But what I do like,
I'm all for balance.
it's indeed all about balance. And what I'm quite happy about is that you can go down the sweet aisle and get your antioxidants, or to your favorite liquor outlets, you can buy antioxidants there as well. Once again, in limited or in moderation. I think everything with your red wines and your dark chocolates.
But the coffee, that's such a easy, everybody consumes coffee maybe on a daily basis. And and even for the tea drinkers out there, green tea also, now that I've just suddenly thought about green tea, and even some of your black teas, also really rich in antioxidants. So with winter coming up, a pot of black tea or some green tea or even some good quality coffee, a very easy way to get
your antioxidants. And Yonetsi, talking about teas, would our very own rooibos tea fall into that category?
Yes, rooibos, really, really, obviously proudly South African. You're really, really good for us. Oh. So maybe a good idea for me to chat about rooibos and the benefits of that. Yeah, so definitely.
Because that's, homegrown, as you say, proudly South African. And exporting to the world. Well, great, Inetsi, once again, great chat. Very, very interesting. And, it's as winter comes along, time to, I think, probably take looking after our body up a notch or two, because, with the colder weather on our doorstep, your body takes a bit of a hammering. So some good tips. And if somebody wants to get hold of you, how do they reach you to find out what you offer in terms of services and advice that you can give?
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609.